So the Gemara starts with a great question. Boy Mene, last few words on the page. Boy Mene Rav Chiya Bar Abba. They asked Rav Chiya Bar Abba the following question. Shochach Kedera Al Gavikira. So, unintentionally, somebody left a pot on top of the Kira, not Gar for Katum, open Kira, not allowed, right? Ubashla b'Shabbos, and the consequence was something got cooked on Shabbos. Mahu, what's the din? So the obvious question is, well, what did they put on? So Tosva says on the upper left hand side, Afalgar de Kaimolan de Khananya, you know, Chananya, meaning Chananya generally says that if it's Kukumacha ben Drosoi, you could leave it on. Right? Even open flame. Ha'ocha boy mi d'lo bashel k'macha ben drosai. So, according to Tosfos, this whole Gemara question
is
a question of, according to Chananya, who says you could leave it on macha ben drosai, this is not a macha ben drosai. Right? Linami boy afil b'kdera chaisa, right? Or it's a live kedera that's going to be cooked by tomorrow. All right? But that only works if you have a very hot tanur. So there's this notion, if you put something on before Shabbos, and there's no concern that you might stir, right? There's no concern that you might stir, so then you could leave it on, right? The below chitu yisbashel ad lamachar. Because hot enough that by tomorrow it will be cooked. But by tonight it's not going to be cooked. So there's no purpose doing anything, right? Avol kira, the shal be'avira, asur. But kira is different, because the kira is not as hot as a tanur. And a kira, asur, de'ikol me'echas shem yechati, you might come to stir it. Okay, so according to Tosfos, this Gemara's question, it's about something which is not mavushal, even kamacha ben drosai. And according to Rashi, aliba mandi osar, meaning somebody who doesn't allow you to put on anything at all, right? Meaning it's not macha ben drosai, it's actually fully cooked. Right. It's actually fully cooked.
So according to Tosfos, you're dealing with something that wasn't cooked, but it's on a really, really hot fire.
He has two options. Option number two is on a very hot fire. We're not concerning us on the coals.
Right. All right. But if it's on a really hot fire, it would be okay?
That's the question of the Gemara. Tosfos is only relating to what is the question of the Gemara. Tosfos is not answering the question. He's just telling you what the question is.
Uh-huh.
Right? The question is, you left the kedera. Now what? All right. So what kedera do you leave?
Right. No, but so why is he saying that the case has to be a kira as opposed to a taner? I mean, there's a reason he's explaining it. Is he saying that because a taner would have cooked it, therefore you're not going to stir the coals before it's okay?
That's correct. There is a notion of putting in, for example, a raw piece of meat into the oven on Friday and let the oven cook for 6 hours, and it's not going to be hot enough to be ready by tonight. And by tomorrow morning, it definitely will be ready. So there's no concern. I'm going to change the flame. All right? So there is that notion. You could put something right out of the freezer. You could put something into the oven 5 minutes before Shabbos. Mm-hmm. That's not recommended, but that would be okay. Sometimes that happens. Somebody ends up their home. Now what do they do? So they stick something in the oven. They leave the oven on, and whatever it is. And then eventually they take it out. It's not ready Friday night, so there's no concern you might mess around with it. Okay. Just remember, this, however, is not about putting it in, it's about putting it on anyway. Okay, let's go back in the Gemara. So the question is, again, we're right at the top line. So he left the kedera on top of the kira, not gar for katab, it's an open fire on the kira, ubishala b'shabbos, and therefore cooked on Shabbos. Ubashla b'shabbos, mahu, what's the din? He didn't answer. However, he said nothing. Lamachar, however, the next day, he decided he's going to teach this din. Lamachar nafak darash lahu. The next day, he decided he's going to teach this. And what did he say? Hamavashel b'shabbos b'shogeg Yochal, somebody who cooks on Shabbos without intending to cook on Shabbos. So that's the case of leaving something on the Kira. Their intent was not to cook it on Shabbos, but they did inadvertently without realizing that they're doing something wrong. B'mezid, b'shogeg yochal, b'mezid lo yochal. So he says, b'shogeg, if you did b'shogeg, you could eat it. B'mezid, you can't eat it.
Can't eat it on Shabbos?
You cannot eat it on Shabbos, right? We'll come to the issue of whether you could ever eat it, right? Okay. But right now, the issue is, can you eat it on Shabbos? V'loshna. And there's no difference. So, loshna what?
Right.
Right? Loshna what? Okay. My v'loshna. What does v'loshna mean? Or let's look in Rashi. Aval hai, the shochach kedera loshna. Right? So if you cook on Shabbos b'shogeg, you can eat it. If you cook b'mezid on Shabbos, you cannot eat it. But here, loshna. If you forgot it, mezid and shogeg are the same. That's not so helpful. Mezid and shogeg are the same. You're allowed. Mezid and shogeg are the same. You're not allowed. So back in Rashi, elahai de shochach kedera loshna ben shog lemezid. But he didn't say what he meant. So now you don't know. Were they both us or they both mutter? Do we say, well, okay, forgetting it's like a shogeg and therefore we allow you to eat it? Do we say, no, leaving it there is like you did b'mezid of asur and it's going to be asur? Okay, so now you have machlokas. Gemara says, my veloshna. What does veloshna mean? Rabba Rabbi Yosef, Diomri Tarvaihu Lehetera. Rabbi Yosef agree that it means they're both mutter. Shogeg and mezid. Again, you didn't put it on to cook on purpose. You left it on. And either you left it on, meaning you left it on before Shabbos, either you left it on purpose, or you left it on by mistake. Right? Either way, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's okay. Why? Mevashel hu dekavid maisa b'mezid lo yochal. Yeah, because when you're mevashel on Shabbos, it means you took the pot and you put it on the fire on Shabbos. So you did a maisa on Shabbos. But here, aval hai de lo kavid maisa b'mezid name yochal. You didn't do anything. You didn't do an activity on Shabbos. You did something before Shabbos, right? So that's a general principle which will come out more again other times, is that you can only be chayav on a maisa on Shabbos. You can't be chayav. You didn't do anything, right? Meaning if you cause something from before Shabbos to happen on Shabbos, you can't be chayav. That's what Rabbi Yosef is saying, okay? Rashi.
How is that different than telling a goy to cook it for you? You know that.
The Sagai is a different than Amir al-Nachri is a different than it's worse. Because Amir al-Nachri, you're actually doing, it's not exactly my speech speaking, but you are doing something on Shabbos. So we have a principle, Avdecha v'Amosecha. So Amir al-Nachri is not allowed, even though not exactly Eved or Amo, but the same principle applies, that Amira, that's a whole different realm of Amir al-Nachri. Here, nobody's doing anything. It's pre-done. It's nothing. Nobody's doing anything. Anyway, that's Rabbi Yosef's opinion. We're not going
to
pass it like that.
If he told the guy to put it before Shabbos for him, would that be different?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
As opposed to what? Him doing it himself?
Yeah. You know that
it's... Well,
what was it? What's the case of Mazin?
So I think...
One minute.
Yeah,
what's
so
the case of Mazin?
So I don't think that would change. Yeah, I don't think that would change.
But how do you have a case of Mazin in a case like this if he doesn't do it?
No. I think telling the guy would be the equivalent of a mezid.
Right.
If you told me, that would not be the equivalent of a mezid, because
right.
Then I'm responsible.
Right.
Right. So that's a good question. What would then be? Well, I did it, so whatever the halacha is for you, the halacha is the same for me.
Right.
But if you tell a guy, I think the halacha is still the same as it's for you. Okay. Okay. So he says, "Hide lo kavid ma'aseh b'mezid name yochal." Right. So Rashi says, fourth line, "B'mezid name im hisha agave kirim o yom yochal." He left it. That's the whole point. He left it there from Shabbat, from Friday. Shachach means it was there on Friday, and he forgot, and he left it there. Right? Right, if he remembered, he would have been gori for kotem, right? He'd take care of the ashes, put a blech on, do something, right? He left it on the open flames, that's the problem. Okay, but he left the open flames, so according to Rabbi Yosef, no problem, because there's no maisa on Shabbos. So that's his opinion. That's their opinion.
Right. You know what's interesting? How do you have a case of the guy forgot and it's mezid? It's a shachach kedera.
No, he put it down, but mezid.
No. And then he forgot. He put it down, but he forgot to take it off. So, by definition, forgetting to take it off is not mezid. You don't.
No, the maisa was bemezid. The maisa was bemezid. Then he forgot to take it off.
Putting it on, you say?
He put it on, yeah.
Because I interpreted shachach as the guy just forgot.
Okay.
But Rashi says,
Rashi says where?
Oh, the first Rashi at the top?
The sand went down, the second time Rashi explains the mezid, it's the loshacha.
Ah, okay.
It's in the narrow column, about 6-7 rows
Yeah, so that's
the loshachach leniach lo yachah.
That's coming up.
Oh,
that's coming up.
I think that's their definition of bemezid as opposed to shachach. Look at that. They're explaining bemezid, not the word shachach.
Okay.
The first case it started.
Okay, but the second one of Rashi says abal hay de shachach kedera lo shnav ben shogel lemezid. He put it down, right? He put it down bemezid, right? Okay, and then he left it there, forgot. Okay. I mean,
that's the explanation. That's the question on what does Veloshna mean. That was there. That's his guess as to what.
Yeah, of course, but Loshna Shogel LeMezid obviously means then that the Shochach can be Mezid. So what was the Mezid? The Shochach can't. You're right. You can't forget the Mezid. He put it down by Mezid.
Right.
Meaning he put it down with intent to keep it on, and then he forgot about it. Had he remembered, he would have taken it off. Right. Or he just didn't remember altogether. Okay. He put it down without thinking about it. Okay. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Anyway, the point is that, going back to the issue, he was doresh the following. Mevasha b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yochal, Mezid lo Yochal, right? If you cook something on Shabbos b'Shogeg, you're allowed to eat it. If you cook something not b'Mezid, you cook something b'Mezid, you're not allowed to eat it. Okay. Right, so he's saying the same thing is true whether you left it on and it got cooked by that. All right, so why is it permissible in both cases? Because there's no ma'aseh on Shabbos. That's the reason why. So therefore, how can it be chayav? Okay. So therefore, you could eat it because there's no ma'aseh of isur done on Shabbos. If he did it b'mezid, there's a thoughtful, purposeful ma'aseh of isur done on Shabbos. It's asur, according to Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, if you did a shogeg, or according to Rabbi Rechia also, if you did a b'shogeg, if you were mevashel b'shogeg, it's going to be mutter, right? So the point is this: if Rabbi Rechia said that if you cook it on Shabbos b'shogeg, you could eat it, and b'mezid you can't eat it, and then he said, but when it comes to leaving it, there's no difference. So now the question is, meaning either they're both asur or they're both mutter. So Rabbi Yosef wants to say they're both mutter. Well, how can they both? How can mezid be mutter after you cooked it? Right. Yeah, no, but right. You cooked it without a ma'isa. Meaning with mevashel b'Shabbos means you put it on the pot, you put it on the fire on Shabbos. Masha shochach is you put it on the pot before Shabbos. There's no ma'isa of isur done on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yosef's opinion. Lo kovid ma'isa b'mezid na meyochal because no ma'isa.
Are you saying that if you accidentally cook something on Shabbos? Totally accidentally. You can eat it?
So far?
Yes.
So far. My intent is that I think the week after next we're going to take out a Mishnah Berurah and we'll review the Halachos of Shia.
Because nothing.
I think today we'll finish this page. The next page is Chazara, and then we'll learn like two Sigmund Shulchan Aruch. We'll take a whole Shia to learn the two Sigmund Shulchan Aruch.
Bottom line, you can't cook on Shabbos. You can't cook on Shabbos.
Right.
Never.
But certain things happen to show gate. Certain
stuff happens.
Certain things that have b'shogeg are allowed. So
we cannot take liquids and warm them up because there's a process of cooking.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. So he disagrees in the interpretation of Ruchia Bar Abba's din. What does he say? Not Letera, Amar Li Sura. He says, no, they're both Asur. If you left it on from before Shabbos, B'shogeg B'mezid, right, and you forgot about it, in both cases you can't have it. All right? Why? Mavashlhud lo asi lisrume li rume, right? In the taste of cooking, so nobody's gonna cook and fake it out on Shabbos and say, oh, I did it b'shogeg, right? So therefore b'shogeg yochal, because we're not suspecting that somebody is gonna actually put the pot on Shabbos and then say, I did it b'shogeg. They know they're doing an isur d'oraisa, it's an isur skila. I mean, b'chayav achatas, because no witnesses, all, but it's a very serious, you know, capital crime. They're not going to do that and say, oh, I did b'shogeg. Nobody's going to do that. That's what he says. Aval hai, dasi lirume b'shogeg. Yeah, but here, the person will say to themselves, I left it on before Shabbos. I didn't mean to do it. Right? So therefore, a person will claim shogeg when it's not shogeg. Therefore, nami lo yochal. Right, hi the asi li rume, because I'll pretend that I did something I didn't do. Meaning, I'll pretend I did it b'shogeg when I really did it b'mezid. So therefore, they said, no, we're not going to permit shogeg either. Or look in Rashi, first narrow line, de lo asi li rume v'lasos mezid v'lomar shogeg hoyisi de lo nechshetu yisrael al shabbosos. Right. So to cook it, nobody's going to do it because everybody knows you can't cook it. But what about leaving it? So here, the Asi Lerume, the Isur Rabbanan, who? Well, leaving it from before Shabbos, certainly not an Isur Bishul, it's an Isur Derabbanan. So that's what we'll say, it's not Derabbanan. Eh, I forgot, I'm going to eat it. Right? The Isur Derabbanan, who? V'kilo le, people take it lightly. V'asi l'shuye mezid, v'yom ha-shochachti, and then he'll come to leave over b'mezid, and he'll say shochachti. So that's why we said, that's what Nachum Yitzchak said, that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, that if you leave it on, and you forget about it, we don't care shogeg mezid, you cannot eat it, because we want to make sure you're not going to come to fake somebody out and say, I didn't do it mezid. Okay. Remember, what's the only issue at hand here? Make sure it's garfa katum.
Right.
Right? It's not like, you know, so why is the person putting out open flame before Shabbos? He's too lazy to be garfa kotem. Well, you know. You know, put the blach on, get the ashes out of the way, you know. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to try and figure out, is it possible to hold like Rabbi Yosef? Is it possible to hold like Nachum Ben Yitzchak? Okay.
But a real case of Sholei could be, like we learned before, you have two stoves next to each other, one is connected, one is not.
Yeah.
Sholei can put another
it's also, one. Yeah, no. You could also have, you could have other fake routes, right. Yeah. Meisvei. Okay, so the Gemara now brings a brisa. Meisvei. Shochach keder al gabe kira. So this is a brisa. Shochach keder al gabe kira. Ubishlo b'shabas. B'shogeg yochal. B'mezid lo yochal. So that seems to be our case.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be qualified. Our case is not qualified. This is going to be qualified. So he left the pot on the kira, and therefore cooked on Shabbos. B'shogeg can eat it, b'mezid he can't eat it. That sounds like neither one, right? That's not Rabbi Yosef, and it's not Rabbi Nachman, right? But medvar amurim, but you have to finish the brisa. Medvar amurim, b'chamin shlohuchmu kol tzarkan. When is this? If you have hot water that was not totally heated. The tavshil, or say a kugel, something like that, shall be shall kol tzarko, which is not totally cooked. So that's when you can't eat it if it's b'mezid, right? Because so you can eat it anyway. Avol chamet shehukmu kol tzarkon, but if you have water that's totally cooked already, the tavshil should be to kol tzarko, or a kugel say that's completely cooked already, then b'shogeg b'mezid yochal. So then, it doesn't matter, Shogeg Mezid, Yochal, Divreb Meir. Okay, so we're going to come to Yehuda in a minute. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree about the piece, which is the issue. So the issue here is, that this doesn't fit Rabbi Yosef, for sure, Rabbi Yosef, and we'll have to figure out, can it fit Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak? The Gemara is trying to figure out, how could it fit either one, all right?
How can it fit anything? Because it's talking about cooked food, and we're talking about uncooked food.
No, it's talking about both. The first is B'shogeg Yochamez Yilocha. First case is of the Braisa. If it's not cooked kol tzarcho, then B'shogeg you can eat, but maybe you can't eat.
Right.
If it's totally cooked, you can eat either one. But we're concerned with the first case.
Okay.
The not totally cooked, right?
Okay.
The first case of the Mishnah, that's why I stopped over there, is the first case of the Braisa is not totally cooked, and it says B'shogeg Yochamez Yilochal. Right? So that's not like Rabbi Yosef. It's not like either Loshna, meaning Loshna doesn't differentiate between Shogeg and Mezid, and here Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Nachum both differentiate between Mezid and Shogeg.
This is exactly like what was his name? Chia Barabba. It's exactly what he said.
No, Chia Barabba said by Mavashel, he said by cooking it,
yeah,
but Shogeg you can eat, but Mezid you can't eat. But this is by leaving it. Shochach Dera.
Okay.
This is the case we forgot it. The case we forgot it, Rav Chiya Bar Abba said, we're not sure. According to Rabbi Yosef, he said both the Mutter. According to Rabbi Nachman, he said both the Rasser. So this doesn't fit either one, right?
Okay.
The Rav Meir. Okay. Rav Huda Omer, Chamin Shechmu called Sarkan. It's talking about a case where, because the question of Medvar Amurim. So the first case is the case of the case, meaning he left the pot on the stove and it cooked on Shabbos. Shogeg, you can eat. Maybe you can't eat. Medvar Amurim, Rav Meir has one opinion what Medvar Amurim is. And he has another opinion, what's the Medvar Amurim? What's the case? Right? So he disagrees about the case. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't really impact on us. But here's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Chamin, Medvar Amurim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chamin Shehuchmu, called Tzarkan, Mutarin. Hot water, which has been totally cooked, are permissible. Why? Mipneishim it's tamek v'ralo. So it's kind of unusual, mistamek v'ralo. Mistamek v'ralo means the more you cook it, the worse it gets.
That's true.
Well, of course, the water's evaporating. So mistamek, it's continuing to cook and it's getting worse because now you have less water, right?
When the English make tea...
What does it say?
When the English make tea properly...
Okay.
...they want to use just boiled water.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is that after it starts to boil, it loses its oxygen content.
Okay, it gets worse. Okay, so even aside from the evaporation, even the water itself is not as good.
Right.
Okay, I guess Rehuda must have been from England. Okay, v'tavshil shabishel kol tzarko, and a tavshil which is totally cooked, asur, right? So the water which is totally cooked is mutter, because it's getting worse. But the tavshil which is called tzarko asur, mifsheshem is tamek v'yofalo, because it'll get better. It'll get crispier. It'll shrink. It'll get more tasty, and so on. V'chol ha-mitztamek v'yafalo. Everything that mitztamek, that the more you cook it, the better it gets. Kagon kruv. So kruv is cabbage. So the more you cook it, it gets softer. Upulin is beans. The more you cook it, it gets softer. Ubasar taruf. So basar taruf is ground meat or hamburger or something like that. Literally means rib meat, because tarif means meat, but it means not, it's not a regular steak. So the more you cook it, it gets better, all right? The reason why it's basar tarif is because if it's a regular basar, we had this before on Lama Zayim and Bays, if it's something regular and it keeps getting cooked and you have in mind for guests, then it gets smaller, it's not as good because you have a small portion now. Whereas a basar tarif is obviously not for guests. Nobody would serve meatballs to guests. They didn't know America. Okay. Ubasar taruf asur. Right, so that would be asur because there's mistamek. I like the fact that mistamek, that it shrinks the cabbage and the beans and the chopped meat. All right, let's look at Rashi. The fifth narrow line. Meisvei shochach keder b'shogeg could go and hide the shochach yeochel b'shabos. Yeochel b'shabos. Right. B'meizid the lo shochach el hiniach lo yochal, he put it down before Shabbos, right? Lo yochal. So here it's interesting. Rashi seems to address the quandary of how is it possible to forget and still be b'shogeg, so Rashi basically said, amazing, well, he didn't really forget. Right? He didn't really forget. He put it down, and then he left it. All right? So it's not exactly a real shachach. Okay. But that's not notwithstanding that, in the original case, we assume mazid means for somehow he forgot it on purpose. Okay. But the main thing is he put it down on purpose. Okay. Ubasar Taruf, continuing Rashi, Ubasar Taruf, the Gali Daite, he reveals his what's in his mind, the Lav L'Orchin Kaboile, that's not for Orchin, right? Because if it's a, so therefore, if it's a whole piece of meat, and he leaves it, right. So then, if it's for Orchin, it's Mistamek Varalo. But the fact is here, it's Basar Taruf, and the fact is Basar Taruf, it shows that it's not meat for guests, so he's showing Mistamek Viofalo, because he's interested in getting, you know, softer, smaller, whatever it is. Okay. V'cholim mitztamik v'ralo, mutar. Okay. So anything mitztamik v'ralo is mutar. So kol mitztamik v'yofalo is asur, kol mitztamik v'ralo is mutar. Okay, so that's Reb Yehuda. But the main point is not Reb Yehuda. Again, the main point is Reb Meir. Right? So Reb Meir said the following, just back in the Braisa. He left the pot by mistake or b'mezid on a kira and it cooked on Shabbos. So he said, b'shogeg yochal, b'mezid lo yochal. And Ramey said, medvar murim, what does it mean? It means if it's
cooked.
If it's not cooked. If it's not fully cooked. Right? If it's not fully cooked, b'shogeg you could eat it. B'mezid you can't eat it. If it's fully cooked, either way you could eat it. Right? So the main point for us is not the fully cooked, but the not fully cooked. So the one that was not fully cooked before, b'shogeg you could eat it, b'mezid you can't eat it. Okay, so is that Rabbi Yosef? No. Rabbi Yosef, no. Is it Rabbi Nachman? No. Right? Because remember, because they're trying to explain Rabbi Chibar Abba as saying they're both Shogeg and Mezid are either Asur, according to Rabbi Nachman, Beisak, or the other way, according to Rabbi Yosef, they're both Mutter. Right? And here in this Brisa, Shogeg's Mutter, but Mezid is Asur, so it doesn't jive, right? So
there's a nuance. So here in this verse, it says that it's not fully cooked, versus in the beginning, it may have been totally uncooked.
So, okay. So, yeah, so that's why we start at the beginning, right? So, Rashi says, I'll leave it on the outside, meaning it's not cooked enough and you can't leave it on, right? And Tosfos, for Tosfos, who says, Behola Kananya, had to say it's not cooked at all. Not it's not fully cooked, it's not even cooked kumach ben rasoi. According to Rashi, he called it the Rabbanan, it's just not cooked sufficiently, right? Okay, but according to Chananya, according to Tosfos, it's cooked even less than that. Okay, but they're all cases of, we'll call it kol tzarkan, not lo chukm kol tzarkan, minimally, right? Either not cooked at all, or not cooked kumach ben rasoi, depending on Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. So now back to Rabbi Yosef. Katane miha tavshu shlo bishel kol tzarko. It says tavshu bishel kol tzarko. It says a tavshu which was not totally cooked. Bishlo mol Rab Nachman b'yisuk lo kashya. It's got a good answer. Kan kodem gzera, kan lach gzera. There wasn't always a gzera, right? Not to eat b'shogeg. Rab Nachman said, we're worried about you're going to try and fake it out. So therefore we said, it should be mutter b'shogeg. But because we're concerned you might fake it out and say, when you do a mezid, you'll say it's b'shogeg and I can do it. So therefore they came and said, no, to make zera, no, shogeg also you can't have, right? So therefore, Rav Nachman is fine. Rav Nachman is explaining basically the gzera, right? The gzera. And the brisa is before the gzera. Of course, Rav Nachman is a gzera. Rav Nachman's an amora, right? So, right, and the brisa is a tana, right? So Rav Nachman's talking about after the gzera, okay? Elarav Rav Yosef, the amri lehetera. So, what are we going to answer for them? Ikodem gzera kasha mezid. It's before the gzera. So, how are they? They said both are mutar before the gzera. But still, the brisa says mezid lo yochal, right? So before the gzera, doesn't help the Mezid case, where Rabbi Yosef say they could eat it, right, the Yochal. Ilach Gzera Kasha Nami Shogeg. And after the Gzera, Shogeg is also Asur. So one of Shach, Rabbi Yosef, have no, they cannot align with the Brisa of Reb Meir, so to speak. Which again, it's not Reb Meir against Reb Yehuda in terms of the case. They disagree about what's made from Amurim, right? But Reb Yehuda doesn't disagree in this issue of if Lohokun called Tzarkon, right? He doesn't disagree with that. He just says the case of the Brisa is a different case. Okay. So Ilach Gzeira Kasha, Nami Shogeg, right? Shogeg is also a problem. So the point of Kohen Rabbi Yosef, how can you say it's all mutter? Maze that had to be usher from the beginning, and Shogeg would be usher after the Gzeira. So how do Rabbi Yosef say anything's mutter? How could they say either one's mutter? All right. So the Gemara concludes, Kasha, yeah, and Achanami. Rabbi Yosef don't fit. Okay, back in the Rashi. Katani Mihas, right across from Argos. Katani Mihas. B'shelo b'shel kol tzarko. Right, it's not fully cooked. D'yech chilug ben shogeg l'mezid b'masheh. Kasha ben l'rav of Yosef, d'shor b'mezid ben l'rav Nachman, d'osor shogeg. Right, so either way, it's a problem, right, because the Mishnah, or the Brisa, of Reb Meir, which says, b'shel, eno b'shel kol tzarko, there's a difference in Shogeg and Mezid. So Shogeg is Mutar and Mezid is Asur. So according to Rabbi Yosef, Mezid is a problem. According to Nachman, Shogeg is a problem. So the Gemara answered, Bishnamar of Nachman is fine. Mati l'terutze, we have a good teretz for Nachman. Kitanya hahi, the Shogeg yochal lifnei gzera. When the Brisa said, Shogeg yochal, Mezid lo yochal, that was before the gzera of Shema, people are going to fake it out and say, I did it for Shogeg. The Aminu Lakaman, the Gozu al HaShochin. That's exactly it. They made the Gezerah on the Shochin. All right? Coming up soon. V'chi itma d'rabchia bar Abba, the Taritzna, alibe de Shogeg Asur, lacha Gezerah. All right? So therefore, Rabchia bar Abba's case of saying Shogeg is Asur was after the Gezerah. That fits Rab Nachman. Right? Yosef, right? But if you're going to say Rabbi Yosef trying to explain Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is matir both, you leave it in both cases matir, even with mezid, it doesn't work. Ikarim zera itmar de Rabbi Chiya kasha miha mezid dochatanya be mezid lo yochal, right? V'ilachik zera kasha nami shog da filu shogeg havile le mezid adilu masnis and karim zera nishneis, right? So it can't be Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara ends on them, Kasha. Okay, so now the question is, what's the Gzera? All right? So we've been talking about this Gzera. What's the Gzera? We took the Gzera for granted. We just kind of stated it. But the Gemara wants to know, so what's the Gzera? My Gzerta. What was the Gzera? The Amrab Yehuda, Bar Shmuel, Amrab Abba, Amrab Kana, Amar Rav. So Rav apparently made the Gzera, and now it's been recorded, Bar Kana, and then by Rav Abba and then Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, so it's being, you know, passed down. But Rav is apparently the author, if you will, of the Gzera, or the originator time-wise of the Gzera. B'tchilo heyo omrim, first used to say, Hamavash b'Shabbos b'Shogeg yochal. If you cooked on Shabbos, they would say you could eat, b'mezid lo yochal. V'hu adin l'shocheach. And they said, the same din applies to somebody who forgot. You cook on Shabbos with Shogeg, you could eat it. You cook on Shabbos with Mezid, you can't eat it. Hu adin l'shocheach. And the same din applies for Shocheach, meaning, b'shogeg yochal, b'mezid lo yochal. Right? The hu adin means, same rule as Mabashil, Shogeg yochal, Mezid lo yochal. Okay?
Mm-hmm. What does that mean, bayadayim, cooking bayadayim, Mr. Araisa? You have to physically...
It means you put the pot on the fire. It means it didn't get done without you doing an activity. There's a maisa. Mm-hmm. It means a maisa. Okay. Where do you see the word yadayim?
In Rashi over there.
Oh, Rashi, okay.
Shabbos b'yadayim, the ikar chiyuv d'oraisa. But the next one doesn't make sense. The mishayin namei mi'od yom.
Okay, Mavashe b'shabbos b'yadayim, the ikar chiyuv d'oraisa, u'na shocheach, the mashe, He's leaving it for
right.
Friday.
Mibod Yom.
Im shachach b'shogeg yochal. If
so
he forgot.
To the, how did you forget b'mezid again? Oh, that they were. He on purpose. B'mezid,
forgot b'mezid hisha lo yochal. So Rashi's back to like what he did, like on the sixth or seventh line.
Immediately forgetting
right?
It on the fire.
B'mezid lo shachach eliniach lo yochal. Right? Meaning, it's not such a really forgot. He put it on. So shogeg means he put it on Friday. Shogeg, shachach. Shogeg means he forgot to take it off. Mezid means he said, oh, it's there, I'm going to leave it.
It's as though he was
going to leave it.
Okay.
So it's Masha. Namim bod yom, shachach b'shogeg yochal. Mezid hisha lo yochal. Ke'ilu b'shala b'yadayim b'shabos.
Okay.
Right? The Rabbanon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right? It's not going to be the Raisa, he didn't do an activity, but the Rabbanon, it's going to be Usher. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Abichilu hayom and Mashav Shabbos v'shog yochel meiz lo yochel who had no shochach. Misharabu mashin b'mezid. Yeah, well, then what used to happen was people would
forget on purpose.
Forget it on purpose, accidentally on purpose, right? V'omrim shochecham anu. We forgot. So it would be like a game. People just leave it on and they would say, we forgot. Okay. Chazru v'kamsu al shochach. Okay, so, you know, what's happening here is not like the people are coming to the rabbis and say, I forgot, and the rabbi says, okay.
Right, they just forget.
They know this is the rule, so they had to change the rule. Right? The rule is, you forgot, it's okay. They had to change the rule. They realized everybody's claiming they forgot. Everybody's claiming they forgot b'shogeg, right? So they changed the rule. We said, we don't care why you forgot. You forgot b'shogeg, you forgot b'mezid. If you left it on from before Shabbos, in a kira she'ena grufa v'tuma, you're out. Right? Unless it was Mavushal Kol Sarko beforehand. Right?
And if it was Gorfa Kotum, it wouldn't have cooked.
No, it was Gorfa Kotum.
Right, but I'm saying it wouldn't have cooked. Otherwise, if it would have cooked, right, then they would have done it. So the fact that they didn't do it means that by definition it wouldn't have cooked if it was Gorfa
Kotum. Okay, maybe yes, maybe no. Okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, it could be. It could be enough heat.
Why would you go Lahachas and forget the mezid if you could just go off and cut them and leave it there?
So you didn't get lazy. Lazy. You never heard of lazy people?
Well, you're time pressured and you're rushing. It's, I forgot about it. You know? That's it. It's human nature.
Yeah. I don't believe that we're talking about. I don't believe that we're talking about a case where it wouldn't cook. The point is, it would cook. It could cook, but it will cook better if you stoke the coals. The coals are still hot. You put ashes over them. The coals still hot. The kira is still hot.
Right.
It maintains the heat inside. Not so great because avira, right? But it maintains some heat, enough heat to cook it. It depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about a 10-pound piece of meat, it's not going to cook it. Talk about a few potatoes that are a third cooked, right below machal ben drosoy. Or machaben, or not at all cooked, right?
So, wait,
and now they're going to cook, so they will cook.
Let's follow this along. So according to Rashi, if this was machaben rosoy, it's already cooked, right? Then why would you bother doing this? It's already cooked. It's going to get better. It's going to get better.
Because Rashi's saying because Rashi in the first line, Aliba Mandiyasa is going by the Rabbanan, Nalechananya. Machaben rosoy is not enough. That's what we call tzarko.
Gotcha.
So what's called tzarko is a good question. How much is called tzarko?
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So.
Right.
Okay. So that's why that first three words of Rashi is significant.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't really matter. The main point is whether it's Rashi or Tosfos, it's undercooked. That's really the point. It's undercooked. Whichever one you chayan or rabbanon, it's not cooked enough to be considered cooked. Okay. Let's go back to where we're here. Okay. Rashi, we read that already. Okay. Kasha de Reb Meir, Ad Reb Meir. Which Reb Meir? The Reb Meir on the page before, right? Rashi quotes him. Tisnal El Beresh Pirkin. It's on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, but you don't have to look in there. It's right in Rashi. Aliba de Beis Hillel. Chamin Avalo Tavshil. Over there, it's a chamin of lo tavshil. V'hacha shari chamin v'tavshil Shibisho Kol Tzarko, right? Over here we said Chamin only, and Bisho Kol Tzarko wasn't sufficient. Chamin was sufficient, right? So that's a Kashya. Kashya the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rashi. The Hossam over there, Rabbi Yehuda Chamin V'Tavshil. V'Hochos or Tavshil Shibisho Kol Tzarko. There Rabbi Yehuda says Chamin V'Tavshil, okay, and here he says no, Tavshil is Kol Tzarko. It's still usur to leave on, again, eno garf and a katar, right? Okay, so now, to remer, the mer lo kashya hol chadchila habidieved, Rashi. Hol chadchila, mishnah kamaisa, the other one on Lamed Zayin, lishos le chadchila kamayre, alright? So that, cham vlo tavshil, vahach behisha kvar kaamar. But here he left it from before, right? V'hach behisha kvar ka'amar demutul ochla. Meaning, l'chachila, you can't do that. But if you did it already, we're not, he says, Reb Meir's matir to eat it. When's he matir to eat it? Again, the shogeg, right?
What does that mean, to forget it l'chachila?
No, l'chachila means he puts it down. The Mishnah on the other page is not about forgetting. Mishnah on the page is, he put it down. So he puts it down, we're not going to allow it. Right? Unless it was fully cooked before. Right? Right? Mishnah kamayis l'hashul tarchila kamayis. Meaning he's putting it on with intent from the beginning, to put it on a kira shel not rufuk tuma. So he doesn't allow that. But v'hach, here, bahisha kvar k'omar. Right? But here, he left it already. He didn't put it on intentionally and leave it there. It was there already, and then he forgot about it. So it's okay, fine. So mutol ochlo, you're allowed to eat it because he left it there. B'shogeg, he put it there, not intending to leave it on. Then he forgot it. That's the shogeg. All right. So there we're going to allow him to eat it. That's the b'dieved. Okay. What about Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbi Yehuda nam el kashya. Kam begrufa ketuma, kam b'sheina grufa uketuma. Says Rashi, kam begrufa ketuma. Hahi d'le'el, ari begrufa ketuma. Ketani be'mashin al gabi grufa ketuma, be'mashin al eina grufa. Mahi mashin al grufa, sheitarnu l'shos, remei romer, etc. Hilkach afil chachila, shor Rabbi Yehuda. Foch g'sheina grufa, hilkach d'yavad asa. So Rabbi Yehuda is matir, right? Rabbi Yehuda is matir. Rabbi Yehuda is matir chamin v'tavshil to leave on
right,
to a grufa ketuma. Good. That's on Lamed Zayin. But here ain't a grufa ketuma, right? So he's not going to let you, right? He's not going to let you ain't a grufa hilchot d'yaved. Also, even d'yaved, it's not going to be good. So Rabbi Yehuda is not going to allow you, even b'dyaved, b'shogeg, to let you use something you left on, b'shochach, even b'shogeg. Okay. New question. Iboilahu Ovar Vishoha Mai. So Rashi adds a nice word. He apparently had different girsa on the Gemara. Ovar Vishoha, like 10 lines on the bottom. Ovar Vishoha. B'mezid mai, just to clarify, that's the case. Mutal ochlo, olo. End of the day, what are you allowed to do? If you left it on purpose, right? B'mezid mai. Remember, there's no mice on Shabbos.
Right.
Right? Right. So, you allowed it, you're not allowed it. You didn't do anything on Shabbos.
Yeah, he has to say b'mezid. Because if he didn't say b'mezid, yeah, okay, it's the same as v'shachach.
And ochaname, right. But the reason I say it's a different girsa is because
right. He has it in
is
the,
because he has it in his text and not
correct.
In correct. Not in his Rashi.
Correct.
So I don't know if that's what it means. Or somebody, you know,
or somebody just stuck it in
printed
there.
It that way.
Right.
But okay. Yeah. Mikon suhu, back in the Gemara. Mikon suhu rabbanon alo. Did the rabbanon make a knas on him or not? He did a bad thing. He put it on Friday. And then he left it there on purpose. True, he didn't do it in my son Shabbos. Okay, now it's cooked. It wasn't cooked before Shabbos. Now it's cooked. Can eat it. He didn't do anything on Shabbos. What do you want from him? Right? Well, it's a knas, right? Are they going to punish him or not? Toshma. Come along. Diyama Shmuel Bar Nason. I'm Rav Chanina. Kesholach Rabbi Yossi Litzipori. Rabbi Yossi went to Tzipori. Right? It's very... Motza Chamin. Shenishtahu. Agabe Kira. So Rabbi Yossi came to Tzipori. He found hot water that had been left on the Kira, not Gar Fatakatum, from before Shabbos. He comes, shows up Friday night, and there it is, sitting on the stove, and he realizes this was left on the Kira. Alright? Now, does he know
what happened before?
Does he know when it got cooked? We don't know, right? We'll see. Veloasalahen. He didn't answer it. Beitzim Mutsumakos. But eggs which got shriveled up...
It couldn't have been cooked too long before because otherwise it would evaporate.
Boiled
out. Okay.
Yeah, it's got a cover.
It's a covered pot, okay.
And he wasn't British. We know he wasn't British.
Well, he wanted to drink
it. Okay. We're going to see. Probably it was cooked from Mr. Shabbos. It doesn't matter. It's a Kira Shena Gufa Ktuma. He came there, found the Friday night, and is sitting on the stove, or maybe Shabbos morning, and he's sitting on the stove top, not going for Ktum, right?
Right.
So no, right? I mean, that's the case. Al Rav Shoha, right? B'mezid. Okay. Okay, so the water, lo asalahen.
Right.
The water, he said, okay.
Isn't our urn the same thing?
What is that?
An urn. You leave an urn on Shabbos.
What about it?
Hot water.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that the same case?
No, because the urn stops when it's boiled.
And then it cools off, and then it starts again, yeah. No?
But here, when the water cooks non-stop in a...
So...
It is not good benefit.
I don't know.
Yeah, so...
Is that not the same as an urn? The fire goes on and off and on and off?
So it's a very good question. Ask Rav Shechter, right? Okay. But...
No, but you don't see... Cold, it cooks off.
But... Okay, but it's...
No? I've never...
It's gar for katum.
Wait, did it heat back up again?
Harry, it's gar for katum. What can you do to it? You don't see the fire, you can't fix the fire.
Right.
It's done.
Right? Okay.
Now,
okay.
You could ask Kasha, however.
Yes.
It's not a good Kasha. Yeah. The urn we have in the shul has a dial to set the temperature.
Right.
It goes from like 120 to like 250.
Okay.
So that could be a problem, because that's not gar for katum.
Oh, because you could
change
the dial.
A regular is gar for katum, right? Okay.
So... Rabbi, you're talking about...
That fire has to be on constantly, otherwise
it
wouldn't cool off.
On a fire, on Shabbos.
No? So it depends, okay,
and
so...
It doesn't boil.
One minute, let me hear that.
He allowed them to use it. This is a one-time use, right? Use
what is this?
This is a one-time use.
What is a one-time use?
The water.
The water.
Which water?
The water in the urn on the fire that...
You're talking about this water here?
Yeah, this case.
Why say one-time...
In other words, you can't... Is it accepted automatically that if you use it, you can't put it back?
Oh, well, that's on the next side of the page.
Okay.
We'll get to that next week. Mitzvah Hashem. That's the excellent question, but that's the next discussion. Okay. So.
The urn, you don't pull out.
Yeah, you don't take it right, exactly. Right. So the urn...
No, but the fire under the urn has to keep going.
Okay, so...
Otherwise, it wouldn't stay warm.
No, so there are two different kinds of urns.
Yeah.
Okay. And therefore, you have urns which have a Shabbos mode. Okay? And the Shabbos mode, the bottom just...
Insulated?
The bottom, I don't know. But the bottom, it does not cook and recook. If it's on weekday mode, it cooks and recooks. If it's on Shabbos mode, it just maintains the heat because the bottom stays whatever the temperature is. It stays at whatever temperature is to maintain the heat. It does not boil and unboil.
No, I understand. I mean, my thing doesn't boil and unboil. Once it's boiled, the light goes out. But in order for it to keep the water hot, there's got to be some current going
through. Okay, and your light doesn't go off and on?
No. No, once the boiling goes out, it's out. That's it.
No, there's current, but it doesn't make the water... Anyway, it's not the fire going...
Do you have a Shabbos well? Mine came with scissors. I don't know. Just the light goes out once it's boiled, and it never goes back on.
Okay. Okay. I guess there's a lot of heat in your house. Okay. Okay. Okay, let's finish. Okay. Beitzim and Tzumakos... Now you have these eggs. Shemishtahu agabi kira. They were left on top of the kira again. Not gar v'katum. Vasalahen. And he said, no, you can't have it. You can't have it. Okay. What can't you have? When can't you have it? Not clear. The Gemara says, my lab de oso Shabbos. You can't have it today? Right, Rashi says, first of all, Beitzim, Asar, Mishtamik, Yofalo, because the eggs are getting better when they get, okay. Mila, Asar, Aslan, Bechili, can't eat it now, or no. Lo, Shabbos Haba. What does it mean? Don't do it again. Asala, and Achshav, Shalol, Lassus, Kan, Shabbos Haba. Vabachila, Shara, which of course means, Lechachila, no. Bidiyevet, yes. That's what it means, right? The Beit Mikdash was the temple of Yofalah and Ninhu. Right? Michlav, the Beit Mikdash was the temple of Yofalah and Ninhu. Alright? Okay. Ein do Omar, Reb Chama, Brachanina, Pamachas, Sarach, the Ani, Verebi, over Rabbi, Lamokom, Echad, Veviu, Lafana, Lafanenu, Beit, he's trying to prove the whole, this great story about the eggs. Veviu, Lafana, Beit Mikdash, Ka'uzdarin. Rashi says, the last line, Ka'uzdarin, this, and just Rashi points out right before, Hevi Lefana B'chol. All right? Okay, so just go, roll back a second. So the Rashi before is telling you, Mechal the basement of Mokhim is Tom Kazioland. He's saying, yeah, is it really true that the more you leave eggs on, the better they get? Bayo here, it's a question. So he says, yeah, and yes. And he goes to Rabbi Chama, he says, yeah, we came to, we were by Mokhim Echad, we were someplace. They brought up the basement of Tsumakos, Kuzudin. Right? So it's Tom Kuachanasu Dakos. Uzudin, Kumish, whatever that is. Alright? Midagama Vachalim Harbei, Michlal Diyofahim. Right? Right, the end of the Gemara is Vachalim Harbei, meaning they were great. We loved them. Right? So obviously that means Mistamik Vyofalo. So that's why the eggs, Mistamik Vyofalo. So that's why he said, but Mistamik Vyofalo, he said still, because it was offered before Shabbos, and because it was apparently cooked before Shabbos.
Right, and they're right? getting better.
So therefore, it's just Mistamik V'yofalo. He said, okay, L'chachila, you can't do that. But B'di'eved, you could eat them. Okay, we'll stop there.